Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. I have an exciting show for you today. I'm so excited. I have an awesome guest on the show this morning. I see that my guest is on the line. I'm so excited about that. Again, you have time to go and tell someone to call in or dial in, sign in to the Coach Lalisa Show this morning. This week we're doing Author of the Week, and so this is my first Author of the Week show for the year. And boy, oh boy, do I have an exciting author that I'm going to present to you in just a moment. So, you know, this show goes really quick. So make sure you go and tell somebody to join the Coach Lalisa Show. They can dial in 347-945-7991, or they can log on to blogtalkradio.com/Coach Lalisa Show. And yes, even the old link still works as well. If you had the old link signed up and you just want to click on that, if you had it saved into your memory of your computer, that's blogtalkradio.com/AAE show, which is for All About Entrepreneurs. Well, today it is all about authors, and my exciting author that's here with us today is going to tell us a little bit about how she got to be an author. So that's what we want to know. So there are a lot of people who want to write books. There's a lot of people who are thinking about it. They're not quite sure. So I said, you know what, the best way to help people like that who thinking about writing a book but not quite sure if it's for them, not quite sure what it takes, what the life of an author is like. And so you got to hear it firsthand. I know you hear it from me all the time. I talk about my books, but I want to talk about other people so you can see I'm not the only one going through these things. So you can kind of know what's in store for you. I mean, you won't know everything because some things you can only experience. They can't really be explained to you. But in this case, we're going to be able to do a little bit of explanation by way of my awesome, awesome guest, Ms. Deborah Coover. Ms. Deborah, and thank you for those of you who tuned into the show today. Yeah, you know, I just kind of hit you with it all of a sudden. But yes, we got Author Week and Author of the Week. Our Author of the Week is Ms. Deborah Coover. Ms. Deborah Coover, your line is open. Good morning and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm excited. I tell you, Deborah, you know, this interview has been so long coming. I think this is our first interview, correct?
Yes, Yes, it is.
Wow. This is so I'm just like, it's surreal, you know, that I'm interviewing you on the radio.
Yes, it is.
So, Deborah, you know, we met a long time ago, probably a few years back, and, you know, probably somewhere about 5 years ago, probably. And when I met you, you had a book, and you had gone off and you published your book. So why don't you just kind of, you know, walk us through how you became, you know, an author? You know, why did you decide to write a book? What is your book about? And how many books do you have, by the way? Tell us about this life of being an author. And now, I know you, so people don't know you, but I know you. I know a little bit about you. But, you know, our listening audience, and, you know, please feel free to, you know, only share that which, you know, you wish. Because remember, this is worldwide. This is the internet. It's the internet, you know, and it's in the permanent records. So, you know, what's said here is recorded in our archives, and anybody can go back and listen. And as a matter of fact, you'll have a link as well if you'd like to post this link on your Facebook, your social media sites, or your website. But just wanted you to know that. But Deborah, again, take it away.
Okay. Well, you know, years ago I had met you, and you are my mentor. You gave me the courage and the idea to keep writing. So I do want to thank you for that. I decided to write, you know, years ago. I was jotting down some stuff, and I thought, well, you know, it sounds pretty good. Maybe I would just keep writing. And it was a release. It was just stuff that was on my mind at the time, the life I was going through and the things I encountered. And so I thought people would be interested in reading it. And I thought if it helped me, maybe it would help somebody else. And my book is called Stumbles. The first book is called Stumbles. It's in several different places online for sale. Basically, I have two more that are coming out soon. And I have, you know, one is a book of poems and one is a book of short stories. So, And I also, by the way, I didn't tell you this, but I talked to you, in 2012, I won the World Poetry Award of Honor.
Wow. Congratulations, everyone. Congratulate Deborah. And, you know, Deborah is on Facebook. You can find her on Facebook and I'm sure other social medias. She's going to tell us, you know, where we can get her book. She's going to tell you the website, the links, and where her book is being sold. We definitely want to support Deborah and what she's doing. She has two new books, I heard you say. You got a book of poetry and a book of short stories. Wow.
Yeah.
So, Deborah, did you always know that you were going to be a writer? I mean, how early did you know you were going to be a writer or wanted to write?
Well, I guess as a kid, because I used to, like, make up stories and write them down about I lived on a farm, and when I was growing up, and I had all these different animals, so I've been writing all stories about all the different animals. And someday I want to write a children's book. And I have started writing some short stories about, you know, like a children's book, because I think it would be fun, adventurous. So,
okay.
I've been since I was a young kid.
So how do you get your creative juices flowing, Deborah? I heard you say you got a book of short stories. How do you get your creativity going, or is it natural for you, or what?
Well, actually, I have to thank my sister, Shirley, because she'll give me an idea, and then, like, a title or something, and then I just run with it. You know, like, she'll say, look at the trees outside, and then I write a story about trees. Sometimes I just,
wow,
you know, that she's my backbone.
I like the way you said that, and then you run with it. So now you probably could write a book about running.
I know, that's right. Or I could write a story about being the first author on the Lalisha Williams show, right?
You could be. You are the absolute first, my first in this type of topic entitled Author of the Week. Absolutely. I've done authors before. We've had authors on, but I haven't had a show where I entitled it Author of the Week. This is my absolute first in my 10 years of radio, and you're the first author for the Author of the Week show. Yes.
Oh, I get a gold star.
You get a few gold stars. Sure.
Oh, okay. I do want to say something. When I had met you, I had fought the deadly disease of cancer. They told me that I would not, before I met you, they told me I only had 6 months to live. That was in 2007 or 2006, and I beat that. Not once, but twice. Now I do have multiple sclerosis, and that's why I'm more determined to write as much as possible, but that's why I write short stories, because it's better for me. Because anybody
keep it
else
short.
Knows, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Deborah,
every day.
Well, I pronounce healing over your body, Deborah, because I've seen you fight the big C. I've seen you come back when I thought they had taken you away and you weren't coming back. And you came back, Deborah. So, you know what? I just believe that, you know, multiple sclerosis has no control over your body and no control over you, because I just seen miracles that God has worked in your life as it relates to your health. So I just thank God for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, you know, your story with us. And through that and through all of it, you know, you're writing your books, you're publishing your books. You know, I remember, again, you are one of those persons, Deborah, that, you know, I have to talk about, because you remind me of a woman here in New Jersey, Stephanie. Here was a woman who had a lot of information, and she could have gone off and paid anyone, you know, hundreds if not thousands of dollars to help her write a book. But, you know, it took me to say to her, you need a book. And she went out and she produced this beautiful book. And she was already doing workshops all over. And so my point is that she took the direction. And, you know, I look at you the same way, because when you came to me, you had this envelope full of papers. And you were like, this is my book. I'll never forget. Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, you were like, oh, can you read? I'm like, are you kidding me, lady? Do I look like I have time to read this? But you seemed so serious. You know, I could tell there was something about you that let me know that you were going to do it, something with that. And I'll never forget, it was one of those brown envelopes that you see in the office. And it looked like it was a few hundred pages.
It was.
And you were like, this is my book. And I'm like, okay. So you were like, but I want to get it published. I don't know how. I remember that. And you said, what do I need to do? And I said, well, you need to do this, 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 and that. And you went and did it, though it was like a year later. You went and did it. And next thing I know, you were sending me something on, I believe it was MySpace at the time.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, or you sent me a link telling me your book was published, and there it was, the copy. I went online, I saw it. And so I couldn't wait to get you on, because, you know, Deborah, people need to hear, you know, your journey and how you took what was, you know, some paper. And you had written that book, I don't know how long before you ran into me, that you had written all that.
Well, it's about 6 months or so before that. Before I gave it to you, it was like 6 months before that.
Okay,
and
how long did it take you to write all that?
Well, No, it's true. It was about, well, I'd say about almost a year before that.
Oh, that's not bad. So about a year, yeah. And how many pages is your book?
Well, actually, I know it's going to sound crazy, but it's only 145 pages. But
1,700?
No, 145 pages.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, but I kept making mistakes, and I'd have to start over, and then, you know, trials and tribulations, you know. You have to recheck, make sure it sounds right, and, you know.
Well, stumbles, and I just love the topic of the book because, mm-hmm. you know, most people know they've stumbled. Maybe you haven't fallen all the way down, but most people have stumbled in life here and there. And I think it's a book that resonates with a lot of people, you know. And I think it's definitely a good read, and people should definitely read your book, Deborah. So tell us, where can we find your book?
Okay, online. It's not in the bookstores. It's online. It's a Libris, Amazon, eBay, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Tower Books.
Wow, you got some distribution system, Deborah.
Now you
need to write a book about how to distribute a book.
I know. Well, I'm trying. On these next two books, I do have a friend of mine, which I'm sure you know her too, that is helping me do a little bit of editing on these next ones, and to help me make sure these ones are going to be perfect. But the first book, I made a few mistakes, and so I want to make sure these two come out that are perfect. So I have a friend, Cheryl, that is in, she does copywriting, editing, proofreading, that kind of stuff. And I'm sure you remember Cheryl.
No, I don't, but you can share her information with me on Facebook and put it in my inbox. I don't remember Cheryl.
She wasn't where I met you. She worked down the street from there.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell you on Facebook.
Sure. So you got a serious distribution system, lady. So Exlibris, I know Exlibris. You said mm-hmm. Books A Million, Barnes and Nobles, and then what were the other two?
Okay, it was Amazon, eBay.
That's what it is.
Uh-huh. And Tower Books.
And Tower, T-O-W. Wow, you got it going on, girl. I was like, I love it, Deborah. I am so happy and I am so proud of you, an author.
Thank you.
What does it feel like to be an author, Deborah? People contacting you about your books and coming in for book signings and book readings, going to the public libraries, being the talk of the town. What's it like?
Well, you know, I was born and raised in New Jersey, and I moved to South Carolina in 2008. So not a lot of people really know me here, but the people in Jersey do. And so a lot of people and friends of mine have bought my book, and they enjoyed it. But I haven't went to any book signings. I haven't went to anything like that as of yet. Now I do have Go ahead. I am planning on coming to your thing, your event in August, and I will have all three books here with me.
Wow.
So.
I can't wait, Deborah. That is so exciting. Mm-hmm. And
Facebook page. I have my personal Facebook page, which anybody can reach me at. Plus, I have the name of my company, basically, is called Conversion Books, LLC.
And how do you spell it?
CONVERSION Books LLC.
Okay. Like your name, like conversion.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Books LLC.
Like a conversion.
Yes, you got it. You know what conversion means, right?
Convert, like when you can, no, but explain it to us.
Okay, the reason why I wrote conversion is it's another form of turning over a new leaf, basically. It's going from one type of way and switching it over to another type of way. So that is my life.
You go, girl. Wow.
The bad things turned over to the good things in my life.
Wow.
That's why I chose
conversion. That's amazing, Deborah. You just went all out. So you got conversion books.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you spell it again? COV, I know how to spell conversion.
Yeah.
But,
and then books, BOOKSLLC.
Oh, you got to put in the LLC and all of that, right?
Yeah. And
Facebook
LLC. There's more information. I have to upgrade that page, but there is more information on my regular Facebook page, which is under my name.
Okay. So, yeah, so people want to look you up. They can look up Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, mm-hmm. Coover, C-O-O-V-E-R. So, look, Deborah, you got the Coover conversion.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. But you are my mentor. You've always had been, David, the strength that you're going on.
I love you, Deborah. That's funny.
The
Coover conversion, that sounds really neat.
Yeah, it does. I should do that or not.
Yeah, the Coover conversion. Let me convert you to Coover style. But
yeah,
that'd be a. I should have worked for an ad agency years ago.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
You should be, Deborah. You really should. God has really talk about conversion. You're like the queen of conversions here. And
yes. Well, I see that right now. Oh, and I also became a minister besides.
Exactly. Talk about now. See, Deborah, you know what? Now you're a minister. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And do you preach?
No. I just do. I basically, I just basically do weddings, funerals, if I have to, but unfortunately, I've done some weddings, and it was really nice. But in my upcoming poem book, there is a few spiritual poems in there.
Well, I think that... But what you have done in your life and the conversions and things, you know, as a preacher, man, that would make a powerful sermon.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
Because that's the main thing. God wants us to make that conversion. So you probably could just probably get up there and preach, you know, without a whole lot of, effort. Just get up there
from
and tell your story.
Yeah, from the heart.
That would be from the heart, Deb, because conversion, wow, that's powerful, Deb.
Mm-hmm.
That's so powerful. I had never really thought of that word per se, but I'm really liking that word, mm-hmm. convert. Boy, make a conversion, wow.
Yes,
so
because if you think about it, you know me, and you know what I went through in my life, and to me that was the perfect word when I came up with the business name, that just hit the spot.
that hit the spot. I can see why you would say that. I'm going to see now if anyone has questions. If they have any questions for you, we'll open up the phone lines. You can speak to our guest, Deborah Coover. That's C-O-O-V-E-R, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, author of Stumbles and several other books that she's working on and releasing. You can call in 347-945-7991 and just hit your number one key if you have a question or a comment for our author of the week, our first author of the week, Deborah Coover. I tell you, we're so excited. And please share, you know, this information about her book and let people know there's an author. Her book, Stumbles, you can look it up on even Facebook, Amazon, eBay, Tower Books, Barnes & Nobles, and Books a Million. I mean, she's doing it. She's doing it. She's got every major distribution outlet in action, and she's using it. I mean, you know, we talk about marketing and getting the word out about our products and services and being diligent to that. You know, she's doing it. She's got her book. She's an author, and she's looking for speaking engagements. If you know of any events coming up where you would like to have an author to come and share, or I guarantee you, it's a powerful story. Share her story, or to share at your local community events, you know, this is a way to inspire the community. This is a way to empower the community when they hear people's stories like Deborah's and what she's done and what she's doing and how she didn't take no for an answer, though she was told by medical experts that she wouldn't live past 6 months. And I know one of those encounters was at least 5 years ago when we met, that we met somewhere around 2000 and I guess 9-ish.
No,
it was six. You're right, because I remember I took the job as the trainer in 08. Yes. And so you're right. It had to be between 6 and 7. Absolutely. It's even longer than I imagined. That's amazing, Deborah. So, yeah, if you have a question or a comment for Deb, just 347-945-7991. If you just want to give her a shout out, if you tuned in to support her, she is our first ever author of the week. And those of you who have followed the Coach Lalisa show and the many changes we've made, the conversions, you know we've had a few titles, and that's our word of the week, conversion. And she has the company Conversion Books LLC. Just hit your number one key. If you dial in, hit your number one key, and I will bring you on, and you can ask her a question or make a comment or ask any question. Just congratulate. I think I'll speak for the audience, since people aren't, you know, sometimes people are very shy when it comes to radio, and we're almost out of time. We only have about 30 seconds left. But Deborah, I tell you, you have made my day. And
Thank you.
I didn't even realize it had been that long ago, but you're right, close to 10 years now that I met you, and these doctors were telling you that you weren't going to live.
Yep.
And I'll never forget you told me that, and I was like, and you were so strong. You were like, no way, I'm not believing their report. You said that, Deborah. You had that conviction in your own heart. And I think that's worthy of a sermon somewhere along the way. Somebody needs to hear that. If you record the sermon and have it available for people to hear through an MP3 or a DVD or something, because this is 10 years later, and wow, this is amazing.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember you telling me that. Yeah, they counted you out. They told
they
you
did.
Basically it was old. I remember you told me that. I didn't even believe you at first. Because I thought nobody would tell you that. I couldn't even believe it. You told me. You said they wanted to basically open you up and just basically cut everything out as if, you know, you weren't going to live. Like some type of heart. I remember that.
Yeah, and so, I fought back, and I'm fighting to, you know, every way I can. So, I mean, dealing with EMS is good. It's the only thing is I can't write one. Anybody that has, I do want to say, if anybody has MS, don't give up. Believe in your faith. Believe what you want to do, you can do.
Yes. Yes, Deborah, you know, I know there's a lot of people fighting against MS and fighting to find new cures and new, but so we're going to just pray, and we just pray, God, we heal your body, and we pray he would give you a complete healing, whole, and everything, Deborah, from MS, and we just believe that God will heal you from it totally and completely, just as he did the cancer. And we just ask, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, to touch Deborah. Right now, Lord God, touch her body. Heal this MS, Lord God, because we know you can do it. And we know your will is that we would be healed. You said, by your stripes, we are healed. So we just believe that the healing is for us right now. It's not for later when we get to heaven, because in heaven we don't need it. But we believe that the healing is for right now. So, Lord God, we just claim it right now, and we just stand with Sister Deborah in her ministry, in her books, her authorship, her work that she's doing, Lord. Let her be a light in a dark place, Lord God, and we thank you for her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank
Lord
you.
God, thank you, Deborah, and have a wonderful day, and the show is over, and I have to run on, as you well know. And
yes.
We thank God for you and your books. And don't forget, everyone, check her out on Facebook, Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Coover, C-O-O-V-E-R. Connect with her. Get to know her. Go and check out her serious book distribution, Amazon, eBay. You got many ways to find her book as Libres. Books a Million, Tower Books, or you might want to find out, you might want to buy her marketing program on how to get your book in 100 different outlets, distribution channels. That's awesome, Deborah.
Okay, cool.
I think I'm going to take that workshop with you, Deborah. We got to get that put together.
Okay.
You did it. Never forget, you did it. I've got, girl, you're doing it. So love you, God bless you, and we'll talk.
Thank you,
everyone. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into the show today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, God willing. And we want to see you there, right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. Take care.